This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Patriots Day in Massachusetts. It's Monday, April the 18th. This was the anniversary of Paul Revere and the Raiders. Paul Revere took his midnight ride. One if by land and two if by sea. And I on the opposite shore shall see, be, whatever. It was the day of the shot heard round the world. The first day of the American battle for independence. On this date in 1771, I remember what year. Wasn't that funny? Well, I remember the day.
Well, you weren't there. I know we tease you about being old.
No,
but
I was not there.
No,
thank you very much. And so, in celebration of that, at least in part, today thousands of runners are taking off at the starting line of the 126th Boston Marathon, the oldest annual marathon. One of the largest among the athletes, 30-year-old Sam Rocker, who's a nurse, completing the race in her scrubs in order to raise money for a well-being initiative that she's doing for the American Nurses Foundation. I donated to some of the people that everybody who runs from Framingham has a cause. So there are all kinds of things locally here, but there are funds that are being solicited to help mental health struggles. She's quite a runner, apparently. She's run the race before in 3 hours, 8 minutes, and 22 seconds. That's pretty good when you get right down to how long it takes. The men and women who win do it in under, I don't know, it's 2 hours. I'm trying to remember. I drove the pace car for the race when I was doing a local radio program for 6 years. And it was really interesting to stay right in front of me where you could almost hear him breathe, some of these runners. And I said to the guy who organized the race, says, why do you have, there's a camera truck with all of the TV cameras on it, and then there's the pace car, and we're right in front of the runners like they're breathing the exhaust coming out of these vehicles. What are you thinking by having us do that? The news media's got to be informed, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, so I thought that was pretty interesting when you get right down to it. What went on? Speaking of exhaust is taken care of by the photosynthetic process. You knew that, right? The things that come out of the tailpipe of the car, even though the people that are trying to get you to buy electric cars say, "Oh, no more pollution." It actually, in a way, it's not like it's good. But it's good that we have the photosynthetic process. And those of us who are in the northern areas, I'm looking out my window now at all the buds. And I have huge maple trees in my front yard. Victoria, you've seen them. They're magnificent.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
All around the house. And I look at those things and I think how much better the air will be once they start blooming because they cleanse the air.
Unless your allergies kick in.
Well, yeah, that's going to be a part of it. It always is. But I know that there's a big effort in countries like Scotland, for example, planted thousands of trees over the last few years. Forests. Most of the British Isles have the greenery there is something to behold. I love going to Ireland. Actually, I've never been to Scotland. Ireland and England, just the magnificent greenery. And it's so healthy. It's why a lot of people think it's among the healthiest places in the world because the air is so clean when you get out of the cities. If you remember I remember the first time I went to London was 1966, and I thought all the city, the buildings in the city were all black. And they are black because the coal residue from burning coal to heat all the buildings would stick to the side. Most of the buildings are stucco or concrete or brick or something, and that's why they all had that dark visage. And they've, you know, cleaned them up. A lot of the air has been cleaned up for sure. But once it's on the building, you got to get a power washer to take it off. It doesn't just come off. But it gives you an idea when you look at it what people have been breathing.
Yeah.
For years. Something to be said about that. All right, so there's some of the nice news for the day today. Meanwhile,
all the lung pollution and
rain. But it's celebrating the photosynthetic process.
Where are we heading now?
The messy mess in Ukraine. And this is sort of a launch off for what I said earlier. We're stuck in the messy middle. We're in the middle of something. Nobody has taken really strong leadership except for the little guy in the chair in Ukraine himself. He's been before the Security Council. I think he's talked a couple of times to them this month. And so here we are in the West, and we don't have to worry about a war. At least we don't have to. We don't think we have to. What's the big deal? The isolationists say it's not in our national interest to be there. I suppose it's the same thing that people would say no matter, if you're not right there, how does it impact you? How does it impact the people in India? How does it impact the people in the Middle East? How does it impact the people in China, Pakistan? It doesn't really, but yet it does. And so the resolution of the UN to condemn Russia, okay, so they're ostracized. Has that slowed them down? Doesn't seem to. I see all kinds of, there's a lot of raping going on by the Russian soldiers, stories coming out of these various towns of the soldiers. They just at gunpoint have their way with women of all ages, children. It's the blowing up of things, the shrapnel that's flying all over the place, what that's doing. It's war. That's what we're people are saying, war is horrible. And the Russians are especially horrible and heinous. And so here we go. What is there that's being done? And that's the frustration here. Nothing really is being done. Nothing solid. And I think that's what you see, with Zolnikov, whatever his name is. He's frustrated, and so are the people there. They're fighting. They're pushing. I'm looking at the people who voted against the UN resolution. Algeria, let's see here. South Africa voted against it. Bolivia did. China, obviously, Iran, India.
Well, and a lot of countries have come out in support of Russia. There's like that aspect of it, too. It's a lot of people staying out of it, but then there are a lot of other countries that are supporting Putin, which is just... Ugh.
Eritrea, Syria, Belarus voted outright with Russia against the UN resolution. There's a sickness here. There's a sickness, and it's not unlike what happened in World War II. You look back on the history of mankind and what we've done to each other and what legitimizes this kind of stuff and how sick. Isn't there a big siege in Mariupol again today? Mariupol?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think. Big battle.
Yeah, they're basically saying surrender or we will wipe you off the face of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And Zelensky, I think, has said, no, we're not surrendering, so... It's just escalating more and more. And, the closer we get to that May 9th date for the big Russian celebration of ending World War II and defeating the Nazis, that's what this is all leading up to. And I mean, it's very frustrating, I think NATO at this point needs to do a lot more. And I mean, whether it's flying planes in or securing
UN,
that airspace,
all
whatever
these places,
it is.
Yeah, useless. Yeah. What's going on with Brittany Griner? Anybody know? The basketball player? What's going on?
I haven't heard anything new about it. I don't think she'll be leaving anytime soon because she's a valuable American hostage, basically. She's not a prisoner. She's a hostage. And so I don't think that's... I don't know. I haven't heard anything new.
Nah. I'm just looking around to see if there's other things that go with it. I think we've pretty much touched the low points, if you will. No high points here. The low points of this horror show that continues. The Interior Department announcing today plans to hold the first onshore oil and gas lease sales. This is an interesting turn of events. By the way, those of you who are paying know this. If you're paying more than $4 a gallon for gasoline, you're getting screwed. The profit margin in the 390 range is higher than it was at any time in the past 10 years. So... if you go over $4 and then People say, well, it's the taxes. The only place it really is the taxes is California. Otherwise, if you drive into a filling station and there's, it's $4.03, you know, most of it now is hovering around $4. I bought some gas this weekend for $3.96. Didn't get any lower. I think $3.93 is the lowest I saw. Haven't seen anything in the 380s. But if you're paying over $4 a gallon, you're getting screwed. So you should not patronize that station. You should drive until, unless the car's running out of gas.
Well, and I would recommend the Gas Buddy app. It's a free app, and it tells mm-hmm. you the price of gas at every station around you.
Yeah.
That's a really helpful tool.
All right. So the royalty to the United States government goes up about 6 points. For those of you who didn't know, the government charges for oil and gas leases. And the money, this is not cheap. So they're whatever they take in, they're paying a percentage of it to the government. So I want to know what the government's doing with that money. What specific usage do they have for the money that we get for offshore oil and gas leases? Don't you want to know where that money goes? I want to know where
sure.
the money goes. Yeah.
I mean, I think it's really bizarre that and there is a lot to this story. Obviously, Biden's getting hit from the left because he promised that he wouldn't open up more leases, but you know, he is.
Practically,
and so,
practicality being such, he made the promise when the situation was a lot different than it is now. You gotta
yes.
change with the times. Hello.
Well, that's
ding, ding,
yep,
ding.
That's true. And yeah. so, what's interesting though is that this is they're raising, like you said, they're raising the fees to 18.75% for oil and gas lease sales. But that's what oil companies already pay to private landowners. So why has the government been undercharging? They were only charging 12.5% all this time. So that seems like that's odd. If oil companies are willing to pay to the private lands, then you might as well charge them the same amount.
I don't know what they're doing with the money, though. I get what you're saying, and that's a very good question. But we also want to know where the money is going. Question that may appear on the DJV download for today. Most recent discussion, profound moments when it comes to having an experience on a JetBlue plane. That's one of the things that we talked about in a recent podcast. DJV Show podcast every day. I get it at DJVShow.com, including the whole show every day, all day as well. DJVShow.com.
Calitone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? But Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave marin revient de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Croissance for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance. I'm sorry, I can't operate on that vehicle.
But, Doctor, you took an oath.
That RV, it's my son's RV.
Oh, Doctor, isn't there anything you can...
I'm not a miracle worker, Sheila. I'm an RV surgeon, trained to save the lives of large injured recreational vehicles, which is definitely a real profession.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. Ends 5/28. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
The universe is full of stories and information here. This is the DJV program, a way for us to share our thoughts, to share what we know, to share what we think you'd like to know. All that good stuff. It's wonderful because it shows itself in so many different ways. I don't mean to hijack your episodic adventure here, Jay, but I wanted to throw a couple of tidbits out because the baseball season is finding its way into the first full week of the season, and a lot of people were excited about the games this past weekend, who was playing, who some of the new players are, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I want to have a little of that discussion if we continue here after these words.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon, pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Okay, so the baseball season brings us around to thinking about movies like The Field of Dreams. And I've often wondered, that movie's been playing a lot lately. Have you noticed it on various cable channels?
Baseball season, right? Gets everybody
Yeah, exactly. Right, yeah, yeah. James Earl Jones and Kevin Costner. I forget who played the wife. Well, everybody knows who she is, but I can't remember her name.
Amy Madigan?
Was
it her name? Yeah,
okay.
Madigan. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, there's a company called Go the Distance that owns and operates the Field of Dreams. They're going to use $80 million to build new fields there and dormitories. This is really quite. This is a little place, Dyersville, Iowa. How many people have actually ever been there? What a great road trip it would be. I was close to it when I was in Iowa a couple of months ago. And I thought, you know what, maybe I ought to drive down there, but then what are you going to see in a snowstorm? So I kind of begged off. But this time of year, I would imagine it's a big tourist place. Anybody ever been there? Imagine.
It's a huge tourist. Yeah, it's a big tourist spot.
Right.
And the house, it was all filmed right there, and so it looks, they've done a great job of keeping everything.
Keeping it the way it was.
The same. And now to be able to have, and they do, I think every year, I feel like for the last however many years, they were doing the Field of Dreams game day, so they would have an MLB game or something was there, but to have all the new fields built around it, I think that's it's a fun idea for people, young kids who want to play baseball and softball.
This week is also the anniversary, the 75th anniversary of Jackie Robinson breaking the color barrier. It was 75 years ago this week when he started as a first baseman for the Brooklyn Dodgers. That's another great movie with that actor who died. Chase, what was his name? Broderick Boseman? What was that kid's
Chadwick
name?
Boseman?
Boseman, yeah.
Yes, he was a wonderful
and Harrison Ford.
Jackie.
It was a, fabulous movie. Anyway, so 42 has been retired. They have a big thing in New York. Part of 42nd Street is temporarily renamed Jackie Robinson Way. The Empire State Building has a big glow on the 42nd floor. His widow is 100 years old. Do you know that?
She was at the game on Friday, I think it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Right. Exactly. It really is. He was the 1947 Rookie of the Year, 1949 Most Valuable Player, and is one of seven sports he excelled in at UCLA. So lots to think about with Jackie Robinson in the Focus at 28 past the hour.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
Oh, that new doctor has dropped it, gorgeous.
Please, he's just another RV League-educated surgeon with good hair.
No, he's different.
Nurses, we got a Class C motorhome with a detached driver's side mirror. Meet me in the OR.
Stat.
Right away, doctor.
No, she's on break. I'll handle this one.
Oh, you conniving little...
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Ukraine has completed a questionnaire which will form a starting point for the European Union to decide on membership for Kyiv. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen handed the questionnaire to Zelensky during her visit to Kyiv on April 8th. Website InfoWars and two other companies owned by Alex Jones have filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection in light of several defamation lawsuits. The filings were made in the U.S. Bankruptcy Court for the Southern District of Texas. After more than a month stuck in the Chesapeake Bay, the more than 1,000-foot-long container ship Ever Forward is on the move again. The ship was refloated on Easter Sunday. The ship was headed from the Port of Baltimore to Norfolk, Virginia on March 13th when it ran aground just north of the Chesapeake Bay Bridge. USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
As America is struggling with runaway inflation, supply chain issues, energy policies that do not offer an alternative to America's energy thirst, China's economy has grown nearly 5% in the first 3 months of 2022. China's economy grew 4% in the previous quarterly report. Stephen Moore was a Trump financial advisor. He was on Newsmax and explains we're headed for a bad stretch.
But another factor has been out of control government and out of control debt. That has oftentimes led to the demise of great empires as well. We better watch out. When I first came to Washington in 1985, the budget was $1 trillion. Now it's $6 trillion. The national debt at that time was a little over $1 trillion. Now it's $30 trillion. Nobody seems to bat an eye. Nobody in Congress, neither the Republicans nor the Democrats, seem to want to do anything about it. And if you're wondering why we have 8.5% inflation today, it's very simple. We have a massive, we've spent $3 trillion that we didn't have. Bought it, spent it, and printed it. And it's not Putin. It's not Trump. It's not temporary. It's not transitory. This is the result of out-of-control government.
Taco Bell is bringing back a fan favorite after a two-year hiatus. The Mexican pizza will be back on menus in 1 month, beginning May 19th. Taco Bell introduced the Mexican pizza in 1985 and was originally called Pizzazz Pizza. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Doug Hensley, president of real estate services at Hertz Real Estate Services.
Some people inherit an asset and they live remotely from the asset. Sometimes don't know where to start, what decisions need to be made. And for a lot of people, they either don't have the time or the expertise to take care of that themselves. So that's where we come in on the management side.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tough being the boss, isn't it? Yes, here I am being the boss, sort of. Except Victoria's happy to remind me of my daughter. Used to all the time when she was youngster, you're not the boss of me. And so moving ahead, it's important to own your own power. I would say that. This, by the way, is the powerful DJV program. Jennifer off today. Victoria is here. Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner are at the ready with Doug Steffen. We're here to cultivate wisdom, right? We're here to be creative. We're here to urge you and us to take action. It's so frustrating when you see what's going on in Ukraine. There's no action there. And then you boil it down to your life. What can we do? That's always the question. What can I do? Well, I guess it depends on your personality as much as anything else. Take action by supporting the groups that are helping out over there, for sure. Look out for the scams. But just you can't do anything directly, I suppose. unless you get in a plane and you fly to Poland and you put on a uniform and go fight. I don't even know. Do the volunteers put on uniforms? Or they just go in and fight? A lot of people come from all around the world. Do they even have uniforms, the Ukrainian soldiers?
They do, just depending on, like, President Zelensky over the weekend was interviewed by Jake Tapper, and he was saying that all their, which I thought was strategically a mistake, but he said all of their best soldiers are in the eastern part now, in like Donbass, and that's where they're all fighting. And he said that they're the most essential part of their military. And I was like, oh God, you're kind of putting a spotlight on them, like more.
Yeah.
But I didn't think it was the greatest strategic move. But so they have a very organized army. But then in the beginning of this invasion, I think people were just picking up guns and jumping into the fight.
Right.
Yeah.
Somebody got the Russians are all wearing uniforms, so it's easy to spot them and shoot them, right? That's basically what they are doing. The virus, can we just pray this goes away? There are different ways of explaining risks. I still see people yesterday in the supermarket wearing masks. That's okay. I think if you feel it's important to wear a mask, wear a mask. We have this event that's coming up in May to celebrate the DJV program, the Ladies of the DJV Show. Sounds like it should be a movie, or at least a TV, episodic TV show. The Ladies of the DJV Show. You know, we're winning a Gracie Award. They are. I'm not. I'm not a woman. I'm not one of the women of the DJV program. At any rate, the reason I'm bringing that up is because there's so much frustration with trying to get leadership here, too. It's the same everywhere. What do we do about explaining the COVID risks? And what do you do? Do you take the leadership in your family? Okay, yep, I'm going to get shots. I'm not going to get shots. I'm going to wear a mask. Not going to wear a mask. Separate myself. It's up to you now. The government's out of it for the most part. Except for airplanes and transportation, it's up to you. And so think about that in terms of what it is that you want to do to protect yourself, especially given your age, et cetera, et cetera. It's always food for thought stuff as far as I'm concerned. And speaking of food for thought, tax day is today. Got to have your money in. The IRS has been around since 1862, but we didn't have income taxes until 1913. The government does have, as they have had since the 1860s, the ability to assess, levy, collect taxes through its power to seize property and income. The first estate tax enacted to fund the Navy in 1797. That was the estate tax, real estate taxes. President Lincoln signed the law in 1861, first ever income tax during the Civil War. It was aimed at, during the various wars, I remember World War I, studying that. That was really when they went out, Uncle Sam needs you, and it wasn't necessarily for you to go into the army, but to buy war bonds to support the war effort. People who were broke were buying war bonds. Fast forward to the 1950s, individual income taxes become the primary source of revenue for the government. Big, huge mistake to tie taxes to income instead of to tangible property. We do have real estate taxes for sure, but I have always been one. I've never believed I'm much better off the tax situation being the way it is now, but it's hugely, grossly unfair. And you hear people complaining all the time about the rich don't pay. The rich would pay because there'd be no way out of paying a sales tax. Everybody would pay equally.
Well, we all have sales tax now.
Yeah, there's all sales tax.
Yeah, enough, though. It's a value-added tax or whatever you want to call it that would increase to make everybody pay. Yeah, we have taxes on everything because these no-good SOBs don't know how to manage anything. They just lust for power, and the way they get power is to take your money and spend it the way they want and continue to spend it the way they want. And I thought it was interesting. Tax refunds are coming in sort of strange waves, almost unpredictable because the IRS is such a mess. They've already issued 63 million refunds $204 billion. In 9 out of 10 cases, the refunds were issued in 21 days or less after you filed your tax return. But there are 16 million of us whose filings are complicated. My tax return looks like a telephone book every year. Answer
yeah,
any questions.
And this is the kind of stuff that can't be done electronically. It has to
no.
all be... Yeah. So if
right.
you're going to get a refund, 16
yeah.
million Americans might
later.
Not get it until 2023.
Yeah, right. See you later.
That's wild.
Yeah.
I'm not
it's
in a refund
so
category
it's
this
more,
year.
So, but. Yeah, but it's more... It's just... This is so damned inefficient. And then there are these scammers that come along, and they want to get your money... let's see, give me your, what's your tax return look like, and I'll loan you the money, just let me see your tax return.
But beyond that, what the scammers are doing now is if they have your Social Security number, then they're filing fake tax returns to get to get a refund.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and then if you're the real person, and you go and enter in your Social Security number, and you can only do one filing per number, and so that's it. And people are getting locked out of actually filing their legitimate, it's a mess. And a lot of it stems from a lot of the money that... scammers are taking, the unemployment that was expanded, and scammers are taking advantage of all that money that was given out in, the pandemic surplus or not surplus. Word I'm looking for to spur along the economy, the stimulus.
Another stimulus. Stimulus package. So here's the thing. The government says taxpayers are having a great year. Of course we are. Yes, that's right. 160 million of us are using and experiencing the IRS. And so the government says the tax season is running extraordinarily smoothly. Right. And then you see the reality, which is what Victoria just said about, if you have a complicated tax return, look forward to getting your money back next year, not this year. Anyway, they've only processed 6% of the returns. Last year, so far they've given quote-unquote, your money back. They have sent back refunds to 2.1% of the taxpayers. That seems rather unusual to me. I would have thought there were more than that. Anyway, the fellow that runs the wage and investment division says that they are well on their way to trying to improve the taxpayer experience. And maybe you'll have to wait till next year to have that experience. Let's see here. They've got 91 million individual returns so far out of 160 that are due. We've processed 89 million of those returns. Interesting. 96% of them have been electronic, and that, as you just said, Victoria, is the reason that people are getting their money back if they are, because it's all electronic. There's no human being, whoever looks at this stuff, somehow, and this is actually a modern miracle when you think about it, some machine reads your tax return and then tells another machine that it's okay, and then that other machine tells another machine to print out a check, and another machine prints out the check, puts it in an envelope, and sends it to you. No human being is ever involved. And then, just think about that for a second. No,
but look how much longer. So much more time for people to answer phones then when you try to call the
IRS. Yeah, which they never do. Yeah, right. Try calling me.
Right, but the reason that all these refunds, 16 million of them, are delayed is because humans have to go through every one of those pages. So
that's the big ones, like mine.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. There is no automation for that. It doesn't exist for the IRS. So
what do you do if you can't pay your taxes by today? Anybody?
Payment plan.
There's a payment plan you can get. It costs you.
Oh, yeah.
It's
a lot of interest.
Plan, interest galore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. The lady who runs the director of financial wellness. The financial wellness of the IRS. Okay. Anyway, the IRS has programs like installment plans. You get an extension to pay. You have to request that you have to send a note to the IRS. If you call, you're not going to get anywhere because nobody ever answers the phone there. To get an extension to pay your taxes, you have to submit an online application before the deadline, which is, today. Once you submit that application, you get a notification on whether your payment plan has been approved or not. That's apparently all computer-generated. It seems they get you one way or another. We're going to get you. And they do. They get you. It's 46 and change past on the DJV Monday program.
Insight Daily Radio. Country music icon Trace Adkins is back for a third season of INSP's Cowboy Competition Series, Ultimate Cowboy Showdown. In Ultimate Cowboy Showdown, top cowboys from across the United States compete to win a herd of cattle worth at least $50,000, a coveted belt buckle, and a lifetime of bragging rights. Each week, viewers will watch them lock horns in a series of grueling individual and team challenges. They are judged on their skills, knowledge, grit, and passion. Chock full of explosive drama and lots of ego, the pressure is on for the cowboys to prove they have what it takes. We spoke to Trace about this exciting series.
I think the cowboy way is important because there's still some people out there that exemplify just good old-fashioned hard work. It's hard work. And, you know, they could be doing something else. I mean, in this world today, you know, with all the opportunities that people have in other fields, technology or whatever. I mean, these young folks, they could be doing something else. But there's something that draws them to this, and they love it, and it's in their soul. And they are not afraid of hard work, and they're not afraid of getting hurt.
That's country music icon Trace Adkins, letting viewers know what they can expect in the third season of INSP's Cowboy Competition Series, Ultimate Cowboy Showdown, which premieres Thursday, April 21st at 8 p.m. Eastern on INSP. There's more at www.ultimatecowboyshowdowntv.com. Insight Daily Radio.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I can do that. Sounds like the beginning of some Russian movie, or perhaps, I don't know. Well, it's actually the movie music from The Gladiator, which is a wonderful spiritual experience at Christmas time and Easter. That seems to be when it gets played. I don't understand how these people time this stuff. All right, so this is Russell Crowe chopping everybody up, right?
It's a little violent. It's a great movie. It won the Oscar for Best Picture. It won the Oscar for Best Picture 2000. And ask me why we're playing that music.
Why are we playing that music, Chucker?
Well, actually, I had a doctor's appointment this morning. I didn't think I was going to be able to come on. By the way, my blood pressure was 124 over 78, which is really good. So anyway, I didn't have theme music on my head, and just that popped in my head. I sent a text to Phil. I said, let's play music to Gladiator. Having said that, Russell Crowe did give a recent interview saying that was his all-time favorite movie to do. Gladiator.
Really?
Yes.
Huh. Wow.
So it does. So the music does have some meaning.
Yeah.
I wanted to point that out.
I went to see Father Stu yesterday. I was sitting watching the previews, and Tom Hanks comes up as Colonel Parker in the new Elvis movie that's out next month, and apparently he gained a lot of weight for that role. You have to look twice to see that it's.
I gotta be honest with you. That is the most unappealing Tom Hanks has ever looked on screen. Am I wrong?
Yeah, it is.
They got him in prosthetics, and it, it's Tom Hanks, but it's like. I hope the movie's good. I really do.
It looks like it'd be pretty interesting, actually. The guy who plays Elvis doesn't look like an Elvis look alike. You know how they have been in Las Vegas, all these Elvis look alike. He's an actor. I don't know who
he is. To me, he's an unknown. I'm not sure who he is, but I'm sure he's very talented. I don't think they would cast you as Elvis Presley. No. Maybe you didn't have talent. So, Father Stu, did you like it?
As I said to you off air, it proves to me, not that I had a doubt, that Wahlberg can do a lot of different types of acting. He's very good. He's a very serious Catholic, and I think this movie speaks to his Catholicism much as anything else. Perfect movie for an Easter day.
Here's the thing. It didn't do great. It made like almost $6 million. Here's the thing. Obviously, they cast Mel Gibson as his father, right, in the movie, because they were hoping to catch some lightning in a bottle Easter weekend. Mel Gibson did Passion of the Christ some 20 years ago, and the thing was a massive blockbuster.
Well, they've also become friends since they did that dad movie a few years ago, whatever that movie was, they shot it in Framingham. Yeah. Mel Gibson and he have done a couple of things, and apparently they've become friends. So
here's a box office. Number one at the box office, Fantastic Beasts, the Harry Potter prequel, $43 million. That's the lowest grossing Harry Potter movie, but still, $43 million. It'll do well overseas. Sonic the Hedgehog 2 plays second, $30 million. Lost City, $6.5 million. And Father Stu, $5.7 million. I just want to point this out to you, Doug. In a recent interview, Keith Sutherland said that he is now very open to returning to the 24 universe because he felt that Jack Bauer has unfinished business. Listen, if he wants to do it, you know that'll be green.
Jack Bauer has an unfinished $24 million a season check to pick up.
Maybe. but let's be honest, there is a fan base. I would argue
of course there is. That
24 is one of the best shows of all time. Right?
And, he can play that role that until he dies. And that would still attract a big audience. And the audience was unsatisfied.
That season was terrific, but it left off on a cliffhanger.
Right.
He got incarcerated by the Russians. Right.
Chloe's standing there watching him as he gets into the helicopter. Coming back now, he's been in jail incarcerating the Russians, and now is a perfect time because the Russians are perfect bad guys again. So let's go get him. Yep.
I just wanted to point out, tomorrow I'm doing a screening at the theater I'm involved in for the ESU women's soccer team. So 28 players. So I could pick 1,000 movies. And they said, what about doing a sports movie? I said, no. So what we're going to do is I'm going to screen Kick-Ass from 2010, which is very edgy, very violent, very funny. What do you think?
Stupid choice.
Why don't you ask the girls what they want to watch?
That's no fun. That's no fun.
I think I'd be playing.
No fun.
So you're
going
to force them to watch a movie that they don't want to watch.
Deal.
Okay.
Here's my deal. I'm paying the theater rental. I'm buying popcorn soda, supplying milkshakes, so I get to pick the movie. Fair deal?
Right. And then you'll have everybody ticked off.
Everyone leaving and you're wasting all that money.
They won't come to your ice cream store anymore and buy ice cream because you made them sit through that horror show.
No, they will love it. They will love it.
No, they won't. Get a league of their own and put that up. All right, Chucker. Have fun. 59 past the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.